It's the holiday season.
It is. Merry, you know, whatever you observe and celebrate.
Yeah, by the way, I made a really horrible comment last episode.
What'd you say?
I said Happy Savages Day in reference to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But what I didn't clarify is I've always viewed like the colonialism aspect as the savagery.
Okay.
Let's just make that clear.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see how that can be misconstrued.
Yeah. 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 Never mind the derogatory connotation. I had a lot of indigenous people hit me up, be like, hey, man, what the fuck do you mean by that?
Just straight off. Straight. It was like the first thing that most was said that last thing, episode, too. Just
yeah. Most offensive thing opening. That could be said.
Oh, damn. What the fuck?
Yeah. That just probably took the wind out of their day. Time to put on this podcast I enjoy. Happy set. Whoa.
Welcome back to the most racist podcast
on the internet. Whoever is listening to this is really xenophobic.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinydk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
That's the new moaning.
People scrambling
to
the radio.
That's the new moaning, exactly.
Shit, shit. No.
Someone's listening full blast in traffic right now with their windows open. Nothing.
There's a lot of new listeners that don't know that bit.
Yeah, seriously.
All the OGs sitting in their car right now at volume 10, like, yeah. I know how we do on this show.
Fucking noobs.
Yeah, I know.
They can hear it come from a car that's like, you know,
they heard
10 cars in front of them. Yeah. Fucking noobs.
Yeah. Yeah, some dude in a Hyundai Elantra just in the distance.
Welcome to the most racist podcast.
That sucker.
And you can hear him in the distance going, it's a joke. It's a podcast and it's a bit. It's a silly bit they do. Tiny Meat Gang. But it's not. Oh, God.
Yeah, so, you know,
do you think there are new listeners to this podcast? You said that, and I was like, I agree, and then I was like, that's probably not true.
No, I think there are.
You think so?
Definitely there are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then what's up to you guys?
Yeah.
Do you think there's anyone listening to this episode for the first time? First thing they've ever heard?
If they are, they just checked out.
I don't know what the fuck this is,
but
I'm turning this off.
Dude, you got to listen to the TMG podcast. Welcome to the what the fuck?
Savage, what?
What?
Jeez, Louise.
What is going on here? So, yeah, I think we're starting now, but
okay, yeah.
To all my indigenous people, I apologize, man. You know, and it was funny, too, because all the DMs weren't even, like, upset at me. They were just, like, hey, man, I like you. What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
It was like a very, like, it felt so, like, I knew these people. I was
like, we're not mad at you, Noel. We're just disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like I drew the blunt way too long in the rotation, and they were like, what got into you last night?
Yeah.
You were sucking that thing down. You didn't put in at all. No, what I wanted to say happy holidays, because I heard, you know, we were joking about Mr. Beast and Mark Rober, you know, the evil versions of them.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. What a great bit.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go back, listen to the last, like, 15 minutes of the last episode.
Yeah. It took us an hour, but we finally said something funny.
We finally did it. My God, it was funny. I just have the funniest image in my head of
fuckboy Mark Rober
and Mr. Beast together.
Yeah.
At a table at 11.
Yeah. Could you imagine tatted up with like dragons and snakes and shit and daggers like on his forearms? Hands all like, he's got like those types of hands where the dudes like fight a lot where they, you know, they look like fucking you know, old leather.
Yeah.
They just been getting in scraps, yeah. a bunch of scars and shit. It's menacing as fuck, like. Yeah, that dude is literally Mr. Beast. Like, he will
yeah.
claw your shit out. Now, I want to say happy holidays. I heard 11 is doing a celebration for Jesus.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Dancing for Jesus.
Okay.
You know, everything you donate to the club goes straight to the club for Christmas.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Are they going to buy toys?
Yeah.
For kids?
No.
Okay. It's just sex toys.
Yeah, sex toys. Yeah. Yeah. It's a toy drive for, you know, sex workers in need.
That's good. Did you hear that they're building apartments on top of 11? You can buy a condo.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow.
And I think they're like, it's all a development by the company that owns it. I'm pretty sure that's public info, hopefully. But yeah, you can live right above it if you go there that often.
Like, you just like violate. Because if someone's in process of getting that through the city, you might have just fucked like
fucked the whole
months and months of work.
We can bleep it out. We can look into it afterwards. Actually, Luke, look into that right now. Just see if there's an article about it or something.
But yeah.
Because, man, I might have just fucked like hundreds of millions of dollars yeah. just down the tubes.
Leave it in, actually.
Fuck it.
Yeah, just keep it in there.
Imagine going there that much, though.
That like, you live on
like,
top?
Yeah, like it's a CVS or something.
They don't serve
like,
food there, right?
You pop down and just, like, I gotta run an errand real quick. Just, like, get a quick lap dance and come back up.
Do they serve food
I
there?
I think they do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just treat it like the habit?
Oh, like, yeah, you go at, like, noon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're, like, right when they
yeah,
open?
Yeah, get a salad.
Go down to 11 at 4, knock on the door. You're not till 7. Oh, sorry. Turn to your guests. Sorry, man. I thought they have really, really good potato salad in there. Yeah. Yeah, hitting to like a lap dance before you check in for the night.
Yeah.
You know what? Just drop me off right here. I'm going to pop into 11 for 10 minutes and get horned up before you go to sleep.
I'm buying, I don't know. I'm still picturing Mr. Beast at 11.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm buying every stripper in here a brand new Birkin bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah,
if they can make me bust a nut.
No, if he's evil, Mr.
In my jeans.
If he's evil, Mr. Beast, he has to have a different voice, no? Like a different way of talking.
I picture him like the exact same way.
But just evil looking.
Just, I don't even know if it, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe he could have, what were you picturing last week? Like a little face tat or something?
Yeah, yeah. Like he's like, no, he's got like the UK.
Yes,
like,
yeah,
chad
yeah, yeah.
Cut,
he's wearing
you know?
Like a tracksuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he has to wear a tracksuit because 11 won't let him in with all those tats.
Yeah.
He's got fuck life on his on his knuckles. And he's 4 inches shorter.
Yeah.
He's just a little bit smaller.
But he's got a huge hog.
Oh, okay, I wouldn't go that far.
That's why they call him Mr. Beast.
No, he's got a huge...
Time to find out why they really call me Mr. Beast.
Yeah. Or just a huge hog that he like pulls around on a chain, kind of like a bulldog.
Oh, like an actual,
yeah,
like an actual,
like a,
an actual hog.
Yeah,
dude, somebody has to draw this.
Yeah,
please, please, somebody draw like British,
chav
with, like a chav,
yeah, like with the bangs.
Chav Mr. Beast with a hog on a leash,
yeah,
like a chain leash.
And actually, while you're at it, like make his beard wispy like the X-Men. Like Beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah. And then Mark Rober is his boy on the left. Yeah. His name is Henry. And that's evil Mr. Beast. Real name is Henry.
Okay.
Name is Henry, but we call him Beast because I don't know, bro. Like he used to fight all the time in high school and just with that fucking crazy beard. So we just call him Mr. Beast, man. What's up with the hog? I don't know. It's just his. It's just his deal.
He's got a dope hog.
Yeah, man. Him in the club on the mic. I'm gonna buy all you bitches Birkin bags. Says it just like that.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I'm buying all
no,
you.
No, but it's got to start like a drone shot that pulls back as he's announcing the title of the video, which is like every single video the way it starts.
Yeah.
I'm buying all these bitches a Birkin bag.
It's titled 11 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
And he put two giant Christmas trees in 11. And he's got the drone shot. He's like, "What's up, guys? It's me, Mr. Beast. I'm buying all these hose Birkin bags." The drone backs out. And he's just with the hog and the DJ booth like.
Damn, Mr. Beast really went off the rails.
And then fucking.
Money went to his head, didn't it?
Yeah, then evil Mark Rover's on the side just literally doing meth. Like he's just hitting a pipe in 11. Just...
No, he's on the tables.
Okay.
He's throwing down like the craziest DJ set you've ever heard. And then smoking meth between songs.
Or nah, maybe it's just like it's like he has like a fucking meth pipe like on a like a paperclip chain.
Yeah.
You know, this is like a statement.
Yes.
And it's just like, yeah, that's where I come from.
And he's just playing like the craziest like trance house.
No,
just like this.
This isn't even a fucking thing. Like, now I'm just picturing like a sex worker after a long day just, you know, dropping down on the couch and being like, "What's Mr. Beast up to?" Just like full, like glitter on the face, like full outfit. But she's just like, "I just want to relax." And they watch Mr. Beast. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure they probably, I mean, I'm sure everyone fucking does. Everyone in the world watches Mr. Beast.
Clearly.
His Squid Games video got over 100 million views in a week. Has it been a week? No, it's been 5 days. He released it on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And this, so this has to be probably the lamest tweet ever in the world about it.
Yeah.
103 million views in 4 days. It took 7 weeks. Squid Games, you know.
No, read it. Read it the way, like.
Okay. I was reading it the way it was written.
No, you said you missed the at Mr. Beast.
At Mr. Beast, Squid Games video, 103 million views in 4 days. It took 7 weeks to make. At Netflix's Squid Games series, 111 million.
See, there it goes again. 11, you just can't escape.
111 million views in 30 days. It took 10 years to make. More views, less time, fewer gatekeepers. That's the promise of the creator economy.
Shut the fuck up. I really hate this format that Twitter has encouraged, which is just like now it's just mic drops, you know? Yeah. That's everyone wants that banger tweet where like it's nicely wrapped up. It's like they intro something and then they just fucking end it with like a yeah.
Yeah.
That's the creator of the
yeah, exactly.
That's the creator of the promise economy.
Yeah.
You know, or switch the words around, but you get it. And then just beep, mic drop. It's like this is so stupid.
Yeah.
Is it not?
No, it is. It's also that, like, everyone gets on this shit to do homework. You know what I mean? Like, people get on Twitter now to do homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this is homework. Like, you have an intro, a body paragraph, and a conclusion?
Yes,
you're fucking dork.
Exactly. You're writing a full essay here.
Yeah, Twitter, in my mind, is, like, where you're supposed to, like, think out loud, say shit that's, like, stupid. It's that's how you stimulate the conversation.
Yeah.
You don't fucking come in there with an email and...
Yeah.
You know,
I've been doing a lot of thinking about this.
Shut up.
What? And then it actually is an essay a lot of the times.
Yeah, that's why tweets had limited characters, because there's a point. Where you're supposed to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
After 250 letters, we don't care.
Yeah,
I know this. You know, after 500 letters of me talking on this podcast, everyone's like. All right, Noel, like I know this. I can speak from experience.
No, but seriously, the thing about Perverse Family.
So Mr. B should recreate Perverse Family and see how many views he gets.
No.
I'm giving everyone in this house $10 million to eat all this poop.
Oh my God.
Whoever can suck and fuck all these penises and.
Just the. Yeah, it's the drone shot and he's standing in the manhole.
Yeah.
With all the dicks coming through.
He's balancing on one.
Yeah.
Barefooted.
And his buddies are all.
Yeah.
Different
ones. Yeah. Whoa! And the drone comes like. It's like starts in the manhole and it goes up.
You know how his friends are like kind of. They're just like PG sort of. Like the whole channel is PG, right?
Yeah.
Like, so the jokes that they make a lot of the times are just
perverse,
like,
kinda, guys.
Yeah. What?
What?
Yeah.
They're PG.
Yeah, exactly.
Perverse guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
I'm just picturing them like looking at one of the dicks and being like, that one's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, 5-year-old commentary. Yeah. Like 9-year-old commentary. This one's hairy. Whoa, this one's big. Look at that little guy.
Two girls are making out with shit. Wow, stinks much?
Ew, we should probably get out of here. Whoa, dude, it smells like your bathroom in here. Dude, I would.
One girl sucking up, sucking on the prolapse of another person. I'm trying to play Among Us with my boys.
No, dude. No, dude. They're in the manhole and they're like commenting on all the penises, and then one of them pushes the other one and his face like rubs on a dick. He's like, and then
the dick goes boing.
And he's like, oh, you're sus, dude. Among sus.
Bruh.
Oh, emergency alert. Among sus. Dude, I didn't mean to. I would hate to be the smallest penis in that lineup. Like in that manhole.
Oh, man.
That would feel so bad.
I don't think you feel anything.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're one of those dicks in that manhole.
Yeah. That, that's how I know that scene is fake. Or, like, it's all dildos. Because the proximity of those penises to each other, it was like a rock climbing wall.
Oh, yeah. It's like physically, how would that happen?
Or no, it's five guys, but they have dicks all the of different colors all the way down their chest. Yeah. It's like a living Lego piece. Just waddled up into it.
And you're saying they have four dildos like strapped to them?
Yeah.
Or real dick?
No, it's real penises.
Okay,
these are people with some weird deformity.
Right, they found, the weird... The
10 survivors from Chernobyl. That's what it did.
Yeah.
Penis from the chest, the middle abdomen.
It's important, though, to note that as we're talking about this, don't look this video up.
Yeah. Absolutely do not look this video
up. Do not.
Anyway,
unless you want your Saturday fucking destroyed.
This tweet, I found a pretty funny... It's like a top tweet, but like...
Yes.
7 weeks to remove all cultural significance and impact, remove all storytelling weight and aspect, and essentially cannibalize the work of someone with actual creativity. Oh, damn. Then he put in bold, creator economy.
I mean, that's perfect.
That really sums up YouTube to the fullest.
Yeah. Here's why that's perfect. A thread. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Everyone just, oh my God. Just, turned off the fucking
no, but the best part about this too is that like it's saying like Netflix's Squid Games took this long to make and this long to hit 100 million views or whatever, and then Mr. Beast's remix of it. Mr. Beast.
It's time my boy Mr. Beast. Mr. Based is a fucking right-wing YouTuber.
Yeah, Mr. Based.
Mr. Based. My fool's based. Anyway.
But he just ripped it off. That's the thing.
Yeah. And this is no shade, man.
Shade at all. It's like, it's still massively impressive to make anything that hits 100 million views in 4 days. That could be the most impressive thing ever in content, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, the scale at which he did this was so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that every set was just as big. Mm-hmm. And just as grand as the real thing. And he did that in, 7 weeks. Like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. You know, cost millions just like we had thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing that I don't really understand is, like, everyone's tweet that... There was another really corny one that I saw that was, like, please... Like, another stupid mic drop tweet that was, like, please, soak in YouTube as it stands now, because Mr. Beast Squid Games just changed everything. Oh my fucking God, dude.
You know what this is?
Yeah, it's like...
Sorry, go ahead.
Have you ever watched a movie?
Yeah.
You ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
They're pretty fucking wild. Millions of dollars sometimes goes into those movies. Like a Marvel movie, for example. Watch that.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen one of those, wow.
Yeah.
That'll really blow your mind.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I get he's one guy. He's not a full-on production company, but like he is now.
That's so, yeah,
putting $3.5 million into something.
Yeah.
isn't like that crazy. It is crazy. I just said it's probably the most impressive thing in content. But 100 million views on one video in 4 days is like unheard of.
Yeah, no, that part, I mean, you know, it can be both, but it's not, yeah, this whole just changed everything. No, it didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it didn't. If I had $5 million, I could construct a game show that is, I don't know, tic-tac-toe, but with cars that you blow up, and I'm sure that would garner a lot of, I don't know, man, it's like, he obviously has it figured out, and he has the capacity to do it, but creative people with similar money, I would venture to say, could hang with the boy.
Yeah, yeah. And I wonder if like what they mean is partly because he shot it like a normal YouTube video. Like that was what kind of threw me off about the whole thing. I started watching it and I'm like, clearly so much money went into this and effort. But so why are you shooting it with like a DSLR?
I mean, he knows what his people like.
So maybe that's what they mean, is that like he kind of changed the landscape in terms of like the format, where it's like now we get this crazy high production value stuff, but it still feels like YouTube.
Maybe. Yeah.
But yeah. I didn't like that. I would have way rather seen it shot on like a cinema camera.
Yeah, I wanted to know all like the 10 people that just left. And he's like, if everyone leaves now, I'll give you $2,000. It was just half the cast being like, bye.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Yeah, I think there was... I would have liked to gotten to know some of the people, you know, they could have played that out a little bit. Not just these random, like, how are you feeling about everything? Oh, I'm nervous. And then just cut them off. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. It's still a feat. Like you can't hate on the guy. I think the commentary is really definitely stupid from people though, trying to make it, you know, more than maybe what it is. The funniest thing to me though, is the dude who created Squid Game. You know how shitty it must feel to like spend years developing like some art that you like really believe in, and then it finally sees the light of day, and then a bunch of fucking snot-nosed kids with DSLRs come in like, dude, we're going to do the exact same thing. And then they do it, and you have people get on Twitter and be like, this just changed everything. It's like, no, fucker, I changed everything.
Exactly.
I made it.
Yeah, you
took
it.
My shit.
That was my main gripe with this tweet. It's that it's a remake of the thing that you're criticizing.
It's
the whole reason why this exists is because that guy spent fucking 110 years making this fucking thing.
Yeah. And all it to me, it's like when people bag on like Lil Pump. They're like, oh, anyone could do that. It's like, no. Anyone can do that now because he did it and he found something that people like. And as asinine as you want to call it, he still made something that people go, damn, this kind of like this hits somewhere for me.
Lil Pump?
Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, like, when
out of everyone that you could have brought up,
because I'm picking,
I'm very surprised that Lil Pump is the guy.
Because I'm picking the thing that everyone, like, the most go to, like, ah, I could fucking do that, or oh, this is what rap is now.
Right.
It's like, has all this, like, dumbass criticism where it's like, yeah, sure, but you can't deny he did figure out something for a moment and people were fucking into it. And I hate when people, like, look at that and go, dude, I could rap like this. It's like, yeah, but you didn't know you could do that until he did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's totally fair.
So like in this same capacity, people could look, anyone with like a bajillion dollars could go, oh, dude, I could put that on.
Yeah.
It's like, well, now you know you can put that on because someone opened that fucking door for you.
Yeah.
So that's the shit that gets on my nerves when people have all these like, you know, quote, smart things to say. And it's like, dog, there's one person who took the gamble on it and now you know that's possible.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit just is annoying. But shout out to Mr. Beast, though, man.
Yeah, I'll also will give him credit for this. I mean, I feel like we've been a tiny bit negative towards
this. No, it's still dope.
I think it's fucking dope. I think what really is dope about this is, like you said, traditional Hollywood and traditional ways of making content would have made this a 10-part series.
Yep.
They would have gotten BTS on those people that left and they would have made that a whole segment.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth, right?
Yeah.
And they would have shot it with a cinema camera, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, he would not be probably such a, like, he wouldn't just be walking through. They'd probably try to remake it like the Netflix one and so on and so forth. But for him to spend $3.5 million on this and then just drop it as a 20-minute YouTube video and never refer to it again.
Yeah.
Never like milk it for everything it's worth.
Yeah.
Kind of is game changing. Because he's on to the next one now. He's going to do something else. Oh, yeah. He's doing his like creator games or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like for him, it's like he's spending money on this stuff, but he's still iterating just as fast. This was just a kind of a drop in the bucket for him. He's like, yeah, 100 million views. I can do this in 7 weeks, and now I'm on to the next thing.
I wouldn't say he changed the game so much as I think he proved that he can innovate on his own style. Like, he can keep, like you're saying, like this fast iteration, he can keep growing within this premise that he's kind of set for the type of content that he makes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone, like, to Mr. Beast's credit and, like, the point I'm trying to make, I don't think anyone would know that they can make a video like this.
Yes, yeah. Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Like, he's proving, like, oh, no, like, my format works even at very big levels. So
he should fucking just do this with every Netflix show that pops off.
I mean, yeah.
Just remake that shit. But with YouTubers.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the worst thing ever in the world to do. And as soon as I said that, I just regretted it full on. But
yeah,
I mean,
no,
he should do that.
Like, yeah, he should remake the show You and stalk women and commit horrible atrocities.
That's not really what I mean. I mean, obviously he shouldn't do that, but I just meant like every show that people really enjoy and that is like culturally significant. He comes in, he's like, we're going to plug YouTubers into this instead. And it's like, oh no.
What's up, guys? I'm Mr. Beast. Welcome to the Mr. Beast Narcos Challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
I took 10 of your favorite creators. I'm going to see if they can get these bags of cocaine across the border.
That actually would be sick. I'd watch that. I'd fucking watch that.
Yeah. Just to see who would go to jail.
Yep.
Nice, dude.
So. I just mean like, what else?
Sorry.
Oh, like, remember that? What?
I was going to say, I think the DEA kind of does the same thing, but they just don't use cameras.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I think our government already does that challenge. See who we can set up for arrest challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say, remember that show, The Floor is Lava?
Yeah.
No reason he couldn't have remade that.
That should have been a Mr. Beast show.
Mr. Beast video.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely should have been the one to do that. Anytime, I think... If anyone has like a stupid challenge show idea beneath $5 million, they should just give it to Mr. Beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause he know, and to his credit, he's maximized that format. I think that's the biggest thing is he can do a $10 million concept for like a third of the cost because he's shooting on DSLRs.
Yeah.
Literally anyone can pick up the camera and just, you know,
yeah,
it probably reduces a lot of complexity too in the edit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're just working off of 3 or 4 cameras,
yeah,
and you're not trying to tell a story,
yeah, or it can make it worse actually.
Yeah, because then you miss shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coverage is. Look at this shit, man.
Miss shit, and okay, everything's coming from different angles, and you don't know what's A cam, what's B cam, all that stuff, and could probably make it. I don't know. Yeah, like it's probably more thought out than we think. It's just that was my impression when I was watching it. I was like, so much money went into this.
Yeah.
Why isn't the production of the actual content like treated the same?
I would have.
Like the set design is crazy.
Yeah.
But yet it's just you're standing there, same thing as every other YouTube video and same subtitles and everything. I'm like, it's kind of doing it a disservice what you did behind.
Yeah. And in that way, it's polarizing. Yeah. I think rather than change the game, I think it's very polarizing. I think that's like a better word to describe what he did.
Yeah.
Because my opinion's better.
Yeah. Yeah.
A thread.
Yeah. Or like how the last game was musical chairs instead of finding some way of recreating the actual Squid Game, right?
Yeah.
Like not having them fight to the death. I mean, that actually would be sick, but you know, having some different way of doing that, whether it's
I would have liked to see them actually play the Squid Game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just not fighting.
But maybe, I don't know.
I mean, fighting wasn't part of it to begin with, right? The Squid Game?
You mean like as kids?
You know how at the very end they fight to the death?
Yeah.
That's the last thing?
Yeah.
I just meant like the actual Squid Game part of it. Did they
do that
in the end?
Yeah. He fucking killed the dude.
I know, but that's not part of... Squid Game is a childhood game.
That's what I mean. Yeah. As kids. No. It's just like some Red Rover type game.
Yeah. Yeah, why didn't they play that?
Red Rover?
No, Squid Game.
Yeah, I don't know. He said we're not Korean, and maybe he felt like it was disrespectful to just like.
Yeah, ripping off that part is the disrespectful part.
Yeah. never mind spawning like millions of teenagers to be like, this is better than the actual. Just kidding, man. No, it was dope. It was dope. No ands, ifs, or buts, or answers. Yeah. It was good.
Shout out Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Next time you see us, we'll be interviewing him in his condo above 11.
Mm-hmm. With all the fucking Birkin bags.
Buying all these bitches.
What's with all the Birkin bags? I'm going to give it to the hoes later. Damn, Beast. Damn. I'm giving it to the bitches later. Damn, dude. Mr. Based and misogynist, dude.
Based.
Mr. Bane and misogynist, bro. Oh, by the way, like the video.
Oh, yeah. By the way, do us a favor.
Like this video.
Yeah, as a holiday gift to us. If you're watching like this video on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube. And
Like it.
If not, then, you know, we'll do something for you, too.
Bro.
Here. There's a little something for you.
So, speaking of brutal murder.
Okay.
Alina's sister has a new child.
Okay.
Brand new baby. It's a little baby girl.
Okay, let's keep going with the story because...
Yeah.
Right now, those aren't the two best things to put together.
Yeah, I know. You never know with me. Me around infants is... Like, okay. We've seen the visuals, you know?
Right.
And so her nephew, the little baby's older brother, is... has his hands on his baby sister, and he goes, can I crush her in my garbage truck? And we were like, everyone in the room was like, no. And he goes, okay. And we're just like, what?
Everyone's kinda like,
obviously that means something else to him, to like his little baby brain, but it was just like, you know, so then I fucking like, I may be curious. I wonder if anyone... Drop a comment if you have like some visceral quote from you as a child.
Yeah, I'd like to know that too.
Spock had a funny one where he's like, when I was like a little kid, I got new boots and I kicked my sister in the head because I just wanted to, quote, see how they kick.
That's so good.
Just imagine a 4-year-old Spock just walking up to a slightly younger baby sister and just bow.
Yeah, they kick pretty good.
Yeah, they kick pretty nice.
New boot goofing.
Yeah, it's, you know,
boom. Like kick pretty well. The guy at the store said they kick moderately well, but I'd say this is pretty damn good.
This is sharp.
Those are nice, but how do they kick?
Yeah. Aren't you 4? Yeah, but you know, I got a little sister. So that was my highlight of the weekend.
That's sick.
At all.
How was your Savages Day?
Damn, bro.
You said it. I didn't say it. That's a quote from you.
Now we got to really back it up.
That's a quote from you. How was your Thanksgiving?
Turkey Day.
Right? Turkey Day.
That's what everyone calls it, Turkey Day.
Sure.
You know, it was cool. We Alina just went for round 2. Cause you know, her and her friends whipped up the pre-Turkey Day, pre-Thanksgiving.
Friendsgiving.
The Friendsgiving, the one that I just kind of rolled up into. Yeah, nice.
I love when honey has dinner on the table from when I get home from racing.
Didn't know she brought y'all over here to make me dinner. That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate y'all.
Do me a favor, sit not at the table so I could eat. Thank you. So I had to do work this time. It was good, man. It felt good because I didn't suck ass in the kitchen. I was on game.
What'd you make?
Just sweet potato with some fucking pecan. Like brown sugar, pecan, like top layer, everywhere. Cornbread stuffing.
Yep.
Some mashed potatoes. Mm. Got to. Green bean casserole, mm-hmm. which, you know, I'm usually a hater of, but this year it was pretty solid.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just like this little thing is like a 3-pound turkey, just a small little guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
You made all that shit for family?
Not just us.
Really?
Solo dolo.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You cooked like all day for that?
No, it was like a couple hours.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. And we took the leftovers to her sister.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was good. Nothing really that crazy. We watched The Fast and Furious and Too Fast, Too Furious back to back.
Oh, I saw that on your story. I was I wonder which one that was.
Too Fast.
Was it Too Fast?
Yeah.
That animation of the Universal logo turning
into
the rim.
Coldest opening.
Yeah, what the fuck? That looked like it was from like this year. Like it looks super modern.
Bro, it's the coldest opening to a film I've seen in my entire life.
Yeah, wow.
When I saw that, like when that movie first came out and I was like whatever years old and that shit happened, I was like, I didn't know.
No!
I was speechless. I was like, I didn't.
I went like this. Wow.
I saw it and I was like, that just changed the game.
Mic drop.
Yeah. I'm trying to like, first of all, Too Fast. If you want to get like if you want to get that earliest 2000s nostalgia, that shit hits you in the soul. It is crazy. Eva Mendes.
Oh yeah, she's hot as hell. I mean, I just remember being in love with her back then.
Just stopping yourself from saying shit.
She's hot as hell.
Hot as shell. Hot as shell. Eva Mendes is not shit.
I remember
dude.
She came on the screen. I went, wow.
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 Wow. Yeah, dude. Everything about that shit was crazy. Just in terms of the feeling I got watching it again.
Bring up a picture of Eva Mendes, please.
Damn,
just to
bro.
Confirm.
You're...
That I think she's hot.
Okay.
Still. There it is. Yeah, oh my God. Right?
Is she all right?
Come on, dude.
Just do what you do with Dune.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like threes, dude. That's all Mark Zuckerberg was doing when she was on screen. He added her to the Facebook database, and he's like, four.
Hold on, speaking of Mark Zuckerberg, can we watch this TikTok?
You want to get into the meta?
I want you to see this.
Okay.
I want to watch this together.
All right.
And then we can talk about whatever.
Okay.
We should talk about the Constitution DAO, actually.
All right.
Today, we're going to talk about the metaverse.
Hold on, pause it. Is this a song? I mean, clearly it is a song, but I'm saying, is it a copyright song?
No, that's a great question for the metaverse. Is this music? Does this count as music?
What does the sound say?
Original sound, Perverse Family episode 2.
We got copyrighted by the Perverse Family.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
What?
Someone messaged me and was like, I just watched The Perverse Family. Bro, that shit was weak. You're soft.
What?
I'm like, look, man, I've
First
seen...
First of all, yes, I was soft when I was watching
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be very clear about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're hard while you're watching that, you got bigger problems.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally.
If you're... I don't know. If you're someone. Yeah, and I read that and I was like, first of all, I've seen people die online, you know, get shot. I watched a camel get hit by a Tesla the other night. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. I was laughing my ass off.
Where did you see that?
Yeah. Man, if I don't...
I don't want to see that.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Look, guys. And before, you know, all our PETA supporters and shit come at me, I didn't fucking hit the camel, okay?
Okay.
It's not my fault that when something goes really fast at a still object, it's funny. See? Picturing a car going really fast to something stationary is funny. And if that thing
Did they hit it on purpose?
No. It was like on autopilot.
How do you miss
bro,
a fucking camel standing in the middle of the road?
That is the million-dollar question. That's why those cars suck, man.
Teslas?
Yeah.
I wouldn't probably blame it on the car.
I think it was on autopilot.
Oh, I see.
And it didn't detect a camel. It happened in the Middle East. It's not funny. Oh, that's not funny. No, that's not funny. A 150-pound animal with limbs getting sent into the air. See, that's not funny.
It's not funny.
looking like a Super Mario fucking.
Yeah. That's so funny, the edge cases that the autopilot engineers have to work out. He hit a what? Oh, damn, we don't have camel detection yet. Bro. We didn't even think that that would be a thing.
Imagine reading that GitHub ticket on Monday morning.
Camel detection?
Yeah.
Pull request, camel detection.
Pull request.
If object dot looks like dot camel dot or like
slow down,
slow down.
Or just the project manager,
it's a one line fix,
dude. Yeah, they go over that Monday scrum and they're just like, you know, depressed drinking the coffee. And the project manager's like, so we killed a camel this weekend. Oh.
So we're going to have to move this ticket up in priority because camel detection is now, it's coming from the biz dev team. They really need this to be implemented. I don't get it. You know, it's one fucking camel. Ever seen a Tesla hit a captain? Ever seen a Tesla hit a camel?
Bro, I was about to send the link, but all right. Trigger warning.
I don't know if we can show this, but right. Y'all can react to it.
Okay. Better not laugh. Loves the camel. They did. Hey, that's not. Hey, that's fucked up. You can't put that song.
Oh my god!
You held it in. That's fucked up. You were
wait. Full screen that.
See, if you're listening on audio, a Tesla at about 100 miles an hour hits a camel. Did you guys catch that song?
What was the song?
Play with the song. That's why
is
I'm
copyrighted. Everybody loves the camel. What's wrong with you? Don't be the like they're listening to. They just so happen to be listening to Everybody Loves the Camel.
No. No. Oh my god, dude! And what's
Damn, that camel gets fucked up?
Does it? It looks like a cartoon hit. Like it looks, it does like 100 revolutions, and it's just gonna land on its feet and keep walking.
And then, damn, that's not funny at all.
It's not funny. It's not.
It's not funny.
So anyway, to whoever was like, oh, you're soft, perverse family isn't that bad, don't fucking shame us for not being as desensitized as you. You fucking, like, just because you're empty inside, don't put that on us, right?
Yeah, and let me ask you one question. You ever seen a Tesla hit a camel?
I'm picturing who sits through all 12 episodes of Perverse Family.
Yeah, I know. More than 12. It's three. Isn't that season three?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was episode three. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't.
So there's two other episodes.
Yeah.
That trailer was for episode three.
I just really think it's the house that puts me off.
Yeah.
It's like that exterior shot where I'm just like, ah, you couldn't do it in like a. If they did it in like a Hollywood home. No, that's creepy too. A super modern home. With.
I still think that one, the first scene of the mom just like drinking that handful of cum. From all the giant jars of cum.
Yeah.
That has to be one of the most fucked up scenes.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. They should have did it in the homestead house.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, the poop eating house.
Yeah.
They fuck someone, they responded to like a bad rating or something. Someone was like, you know, or a bad comment or some shit. And they said, this is clearly an attack on us. This person has not used our business. I'm like, attack? I didn't tell anyone to attack you guys. You guys just fucking suck. Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about? Will Smith having too much poop sex?
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about that, actually.
No. Enough. Like, I swear, like, when this shit started with him and Jada, like, telling their sex life, like, I thought it was, like a weird PR thing of like, we need to let the young people know you're still cool. You should tell them about a time you did a threesome or you know, you should tell him about the time you did acid, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I thought it was like some weird, like, relevancy thing where they're like, no, let him know, you know, just because I'm old. I'm not washed, man.
Yeah.
And then it's just turned into like, what the fuck?
Well, no, this is just to promote a book. So you're right. It is a PR thing.
Oh, does he have a book?
Yeah,
oh, he does have a
Will
book.
Will opened up
this.
About his first, right?
Yeah.
All this is a giant PR ploy. That's all it is.
All right? Never mind. I take it back.
Hold on. I got to make sure I'm right about this. See? Look at that. That's him holding his new book. And this is the same thing that every celebrity does like this
right.
for their book. They write something that nobody knows that is very clickbaity.
Yeah.
And they go to the PR agency and they're like, let's definitely use that for an article.
Yeah.
And then. I mean, this is pretty absurd, though. Right?
Growing
the
up
story.
Pussy.
Yeah. This is the headline. Will Smith opened up about how he resorted to having rampant sexual intercourse to deal with being cheated on by his first girlfriend, which led to him developing a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm, meaning he almost threw up. He gagged and almost vomited every time he came.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
He's just, like, getting tough and... He's like, no, you gotta
slow down.
She's like,
slow
well, down. Oh, are you
gonna
too
come?
Much?
Are you gonna
no, don't me.
Are you gonna come?
Yeah,
yeah. Are you okay? Are you gonna vomit?
Yeah.
Which one is it? Are you gonna come or vomit?
I'm gonna. I know both. His legs are twitching in her mind.
Are you liking this or is it bad? I don't know.
No, she's like, I'm going to make him.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you fucking. Oh.
Now that's perverse.
Just
that happened in the Perverse Family, actually.
It hits her right on the top of the head. Just fucking flap.
I'm gonna come.
I'm gonna come. Bro, what was the first throw up episode like? You know what I mean? There was that first one where he nutted and then yacked.
Yeah.
What was the timing?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, same time. That's what I was just thinking. Like,
was it, what if it was like a little bit
Boston
later?
Boston come at the same, you know?
Yeah.
You bust and cum?
Just fucking
bust out. Yeah.
Both ends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad for the girl, though, because she'd be like, was it that bad?
Yeah.
He's like, no, it was really good. But, like, you threw up. Like, in a hot way. Because I was so turned on.
I was so nauseous from how good you were.
What does this actually mean? Does it mean like you're sick with yourself for having so much sex?
Yeah, I don't know. We probably have to buy his book to find out. We should probably buy his book, you know? That shit is... Okay, I had sex with so many women and it was so constitutionally disagreeable to the core of my being that I developed... Oh, so he's saying he has like a... like he felt like he was...
kind of like a weird like... humble brag too, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh man, after the first time I got cheated on, I went on a fucking tear, my guy.
Yeah, but it was like so, it was so like contradictory to who I am as a man, which is like, you know, family man.
But I was fucking
dad.
Five times a day, which is like not
like,
me.
But like I could, it wasn't me, so I just felt sick about it. But I was still fucking.
It was a vicious cycle where I would like wake up and fuck and then
the throw thing is up. I respect women though. I respect women and I love women, but I was fucking five hoes a day.
Yeah.
It's like five bitches a day.
Yeah.
And it made me sick to my stomach because I respect them so much.
I just wake up and fuck and throw up and then just fuck again and then throw up again and like fuck again and throw up again. I'm like, fuck, is it fucking dinner already? Fuck. So I tried to eat something and I couldn't keep it down because I just fuck again and then...
And this girl gave me the craziest head, but it made me sick.
Made me sick that I could enjoy this much head.
Oh, goddamn, it was the best head ever, every day, all day. But I couldn't do it. I felt sick to my stomach.
Felt so gross.
But I still did it.
Felt so sick. So sick to my stomach that I could just... receive that much top, dude. It was so fucked.
Yeah, man. It just made me feel so sad that I could lay that much pipe and satisfy that many women. Oh, makes me want to puke just thinking about it right now.
Thinking about all the
I can make all those women squirt.
Thinking about all the bitches I made come, it's just, ugh, I just can't handle it. So many bitches come, dude.
And just the fact that so many women wanted to fuck me.
It's gross, dude. What a sick world we live in.
Yeah. So disgusting, all that top I got.
So, yeah, anytime I fuck now, it's I just bring fair. A barf bag. So, you know, that cleans it up pretty good. You imagine that shit? He's like fucking some girl and he pulls out like an American Airlines bag that he took from the plane. Like, you go ride it with him from the plane and he just pulls it out. He's like, just chill. What are you doing? Don't freak out.
Just, it's America. It's just not fair.
What? He throws up.
It's not fair that I can fuck this much. It's not fair to you.
She's like, it was great. What do you mean?
No, it just makes me feel sick. I feel bad. I feel like this is actually some real drama and we're just like making fun of it.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
It is though, right? It's kind of a...
No, fuck that, dude. That is the craziest sentence to say out loud. That's the only way we could cope with a statement like that.
Yeah.
Because after the laughter's over, we have to all go home and be like, damn, Will Smith had so much sex he threw up. You know what I mean? Like, that is going to... He's inflicting trauma on people. He hasn't even realized it.
Yeah.
People are going to leave from this book feeling like, I haven't lived.
Yeah.
It's not fair that he exposed us to this universe that he lives in, where he's like, yeah, it's hundreds of thousands of sexual partners.
Yeah, but don't do that, though, because...
It's so bad for you.
It was constitutionally disagreeable with my soul, who I am inside, that I fucked that many bitches.
Yeah. You're just going to feel bad reading that shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's a dude with a body count of like 400 that's going to read this book and go, damn, I haven't thrown up.
I'm set. I'm clearly not doing enough.
Damn, Jesus.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to read. This is actually what's going to push our society into just a sexually free society.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to read this book and be like, we must fuck more. We must all experience.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Yeah. I don't know. This is getting into weird territory, but it might be trauma, but it's funny trauma.
Yeah.
He's okay.
He's fine, yeah.
He's got two great kids.
Yeah.
Very
two?
Yeah.
Jaden and Jason?
Yeah.
I thought there was another one.
Oh, yeah.
And the third one.
No, that's fucked up because everyone ignores that kid. Hold on.
Well, he's not famous. It doesn't matter.
You motherfucker, dude.
I'm kidding.
Trey.
Who's it?
Trey. Yeah. I wonder if Trey like heard these stories growing up and he's like, I don't want anything to do with Hollywood.
Yeah.
Seems really bad for you, man. Yeah. I think I'm gonna just go sell cars.
Yeah. What does he do, I wonder? He's 29?
I mean, I guess he's a DJ. Is that even verifiable? That feels like some
just
the racially
Wikipedia
motivated
went.
Shit. Oh, he's probably a DJ.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Yeah. Thrown up from sex, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds like something like a teenager says after they smoke weed for the first time, like some made up, like, dude, I got so high, I fucking did a cartwheel. That doesn't happen when you're high, man. Yeah, it does.
For me, it does.
You're not
because I was so high.
You weren't smoking the right shit if you're not wanting to do a cartwheel, bro. Oh, yeah, dude, I fucked so much this weekend, I threw up. Dude, you're definitely a virgin.
So you think it's not true then?
No, I think it's true. I bet you he told that, and there is like some weird kid that talked about having this reaction in high school, and everyone clowned him for being a virgin. He's like, Will, like he's vindicated.
Yeah.
He lost his virginity, and then he came to school and was like, dude, I had sex, and I threw up. I think like having sex made me puke. You've never had sex, bro. Literally, you would love it. Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Yeah.
I like how we wrote that into the show. Improv. Gagging after nutting.
Gagging after nutting. It's just not fair that I get to fuck like this.
Do you think he nutted?
All the time.
Do you think
it's not fair to you? She's like, but Will, it was great. What do you mean? It's just I'm not this dude, you know? Just
like, what?
Oh, I'm gonna be sick again.
That's what I was about to say.
How was having sex with Will?
Do you think
he was good until the very end?
Do you think he nutted? Some girl had her big O, and they're having a conversation, and that's when it hit him?
Yeah.
You're just so... One second. What the fuck?
What the hell?
I was just trying to open up to... I know, it's the thought of the... Ooh.
The what? What? The thought of what?
The no.
And then you can't tell her that you had that you're vomiting because you have too much sex.
Yeah.
So you have to just make something up.
Mm-hmm. And then just
you stink.
Why'd you puke? Take a shower. Change your shampoo. It stinks. Ooh. Yeah, bro. Anyways, Narcos.
Narcos Mexico. I haven't watched it yet. But Succession. Jeez. Did you watch last night?
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
Thought he was going to do it.
Oh, man. Kendall just
spoiler
keeps
alert.
Getting cringier and cringier. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
I'll give you 5 seconds.
Kendall Roy gets hit by a car.
Dude.
That doesn't happen.
What the hell? That doesn't happen. But he
Kendall
is...
Roy kills Logan with a car. That doesn't happen.
I was trying to think of something he actually did.
He
that's a little unbelievable, but not really. He's just so cringy.
Yeah.
Oh, like right off the bat, like the episode starts and he's singing and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah. Dude's got a good voice, though.
Kind of a good singer, yeah.
Yeah. He killed it.
He kind of fucking killed it.
I was like, for all of Kendall's cringe, my man can sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no, it's supposed to be ironic. And I was like, dude, you just go up there and do that.
Yeah.
You killed it. Just, people would like that.
His girl is like steering him in weird ways.
I agree.
She's an enabler. I don't like her.
Agree. Neither. And that whole thing with her telling him to chill as he's looking for his present from his kids. And it's like, she's like, relax. Here's a watch, you know?
Worst girlfriend.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, but it's his kids. Yeah. He wants the gift from his children.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You shouldn't. She's like, we'll find it later.
Yeah. Oh, bro, he can't, and he cannot stomach his ex-wife doing well.
Yeah.
That shit kills him.
Yeah. That was a brutal part.
But
that's the whole thing, is that by the end, because you can tell in that conversation where he's like calling her new boyfriend boring or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? Like, enjoy a couple glasses of wine, bed by 10. And she's like, that sounds really nice, actually.
Yeah.
And then I think by the end, he's like, I'm 40. What the fuck am I doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like my family all fucking hates me. It seems like this is kind of the start to his like depressive episode now.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what they're leading up to?
Did you watch the next episode preview?
No, I didn't. No, what is it?
He has a quarantine arc. He comes back with a shaved head.
See?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. He's going to be a rapper.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does he really? He shaves his head?
It's like, yeah, he buzzes it down.
So he's really going off the deep end a little bit.
I mean, like, you know, I was reading some like fan ideas and shit, and people are thinking this is going to set like the rock bottom stage where he maybe has like a come to, and he's like, I'm going to fucking ether this family.
Gotcha.
He's like, buy me out, and maybe he takes his $2 billion, and he's like, time to bulldoze all of you, because guess what? I have this great read on the market, and you guys are fucked.
Yeah. That was pretty great when he opened up the offer, the term sheet, and he's reading, and I like paused it because I wanted to see, and I was like, $2 billion?
Yeah.
Take it, dude.
And
he like closes and shakes his head. I'm like, what are you doing?
I didn't even pause it. I just glanced and I saw like 5 commas. I was like, yeah. Yeah, that sounds right. Get the fuck out of there.
Out of there. You can do this forever.
Just leave.
Have this party every single day.
Yeah.
You'll never be sad. Fucking hell.
His girlfriend is so bad. Just chill out. Here's the watch. What are you doing, man?
I thought it was pretty funny when he was like, I'm just trying to think. Like, if I were you, why the fuck would I get me this gift?
That was so funny.
It's like, damn.
So funny.
There are definitely more gracious ways to accept a bad gift than that.
Yeah.
It's like, I just don't fucking, why would you get me this?
So funny. Anytime he runs into his ex-wife, I'm like, what are you doing, man? And I'm biased, right? I'm like, put together, brown girl, what the fuck? Just, you were fine, dude. Chill the fuck out. Oh, what else happened? Roman. A1 performance from our boy Kieran.
Yes. And I do have to say I'm a little bit on his side.
You are?
Yeah, a little bit, because he's kind of like, it's my turn in the spotlight and you guys can't fucking handle it because you're the older siblings.
That's
and
fair.
You don't want to see me succeed.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of true. He's killing it. He's putting together these deals and Shiv's like trying to nose her way into it. Granted, she has a reason because Logan told her she was the one that's supposed to succeed him or whatever. But, and yeah, he's being a total dick to her by being like, like cutting her out. But still, like, he's doing a really good job. And both of them, like, don't take him seriously still.
Yeah. Also, weird thing. I think we mentioned this, like, when the show first came out. But I watched the after episode, like, that little wrap up where the actors speak for, like, a couple lines. And I didn't realize the dude who plays Tom is, like, he's English.
Mm-hmm. That's why his voice is so funny.
Yeah.
Because it's him like over correcting for an American accent.
Yeah. Even Shiv's, I mean, comparing.
And that's why Logan's is fucked up too, because he's Irish or Scottish. I forget which one. Sorry. You know, people from there hate me because I mix those up all the time.
You should definitely not mix those up.
Yeah, whatever.
Nice.
Oh, movement. Whatever.
Ah, whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, you should shut
up. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
It's sneaking out a little bit in there.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I think I would like it if Kendall, if his fucking pathetic ass could just like figure out a hero move.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that.
Yep.
Just, you know, fucks the whole thing. What if it went some crazy, like, you know, Kendall versus Roman type shit. Someone actually pointed out a great thing on Reddit where they were like, Kendall was there for Roman when Logan hit Roman, but then when Roman was egging Kendall on to hit him and Kendall walked away, he did the shittiest thing and like hit him. You know?
Yeah, that's fair.
That whole...
I thought that was an accident.
Maybe. Yeah, I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, it kind of seemed to me like he didn't mean to like push him all the way over. Yeah, that was pretty shitty, especially at his own party. Yeah. It's like, and everyone saw him in that state, like that vulnerable state of being on the fucking ground at your own party.
Take off your coat.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Take off your coat. Yeah. He actually, the dude who plays Khan, he actually fucked his arm up. That's why they wrote that in.
No way, really?
Yeah, he's like, I fucked my shit up, and so they had to...
What did he do?
He didn't say.
Jerking off too hard?
There it is.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pounding off way too hard.
He's actually probably so much like stopping himself from puking from all the sex he had. Yeah.
No, from all the jerking off he does.
I just jerk to puke. I just come to puke. Sash, this season, I'm curious to see how the fuck they're going to wrap it up.
I know. I have no idea where this is going to go. No idea.
It's trying to make you ready for season four. I think inevitably it's hard to beat the first two seasons. I don't think this season is as good as the other ones.
Yeah, it's a little bit weirder. It's just not as like, it seems like it's moving way faster. Like they're advancing time between each episode faster.
Yep.
And it just seems like they're jumping. They're like taking a lot of shortcuts. Like the last episode with the picking the new president thing, it's like, this is just such a beeline towards like getting out of this plot hole that you guys have put yourselves in, which is like Logan's fucked.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, actually he's just going to pick the new president.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe it'll come together and you're like, holy.
Yeah. No, which I think it probably will.
But I'm more excited for Mr. Beast's remake afterwards. About which one of his friends is going to take over his channel.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Whoever eats this whole jar of poop will get to take over my channel. Perverse Games. Guys, thank you for tuning in. And ladies, whatever you are. Guys is gender neutral. Thanks for tuning in for another riveting episode of the podcast. Make sure you tune in for the Bone Zone over there at patreon.com/tinymeatgang. Don't forget to like this video.
And like this video on YouTube if you're watching.
Yeah.
And on iTunes, if you're listening, or on Spotify, leave us a little review. That always helps us. And also merch, tmgpod.com.
Yeah.
And
what do we got coming up in the Bone Zone? I have a I have a crustacean murdering TikTok that
good.
I think will hit home for you.
Okay, good. Oh, we're gonna watch this metaverse one.
Yeah, a woman shoots her own vagina.
We have a woman on TikTok who sells farts, and she does like a little day in the life of someone who sells farts. It's fucking awesome. She jars her farts and then sells them.
Yeah,
isn't that sick? What? Yeah, right. Cash is like, what? I've never bought one of those.
Yeah, I've never had one shipped to my what?
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
What? Oh, and Matthew McConaughey officially like running for governor of Texas, I think, or something. I didn't watch it, with volume yet.
Pickle Mac.
Yep. Pickle Mac.
All right, guys. So yeah, tune in and we'll see you.
Oh, I'm gonna puke. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's it for the most racist podcast. We'll see you next time, everybody.